Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
TSN Hockey Insider Darren Dreger joins us. He's on the line now. Dregs, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
That's an easy one. Craig brought something up at the break I wanted to ask you. From a media perspective, he asked JJ, our producer, he said, is Tom Brady getting roasted for not shaking hands with other quarterbacks? And I'm curious, from your perspective, what do you think of that?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I don't make much of it from a media perspective. From a fan standpoint, I have an opinion on it. I would like to see it. I think that it's a show of good sportsmanship above all else. But from a media standpoint, the only time most of us engage in something like that is when it's acknowledged by an athlete or a coach, right? If another athlete, a rival of Brady, has an issue with it, well, then it becomes a story. That's pretty obvious. If a coach goes on a rant or at least mentions that he felt like it's a show of unsportsmanship, then, it becomes a story. But beyond that, it's not that big of a deal for us.
Is it not that big of a deal because it's Tom Brady? What if Joe Burrow, the first overall pick, doesn't go over and shake a hand, or this Herbert young kid, or even Josh Allen after a loss?
Right.
Like, why is that okay? He's done it not just once, he's done it twice now.
Yeah, I don't think that Tom Brady gets a free pass. Maybe you guys feel differently. Given his career, has he, earned a little bit of leeway? Maybe, but normally players of that magnitude, whatever the sport is, are thrust into the spotlight more than ever. And when I look at media, I don't think that there's ever been a time in history where there are more media because of the obvious, because of social media. So, how do you draw attention to yourself as a media person, even though by profession that's not your job? Your work should speak for itself, but who's kidding who? People are trying to develop their platforms, especially the reporters who are employed by the power of social media, Twitter, et cetera. You're looking for big-name guys to screw up. So I would think, and I don't really have the facts to back this out, this is just judgment on my part and an opinion on my part, I would think that Tom Brady would be more susceptible and more of a target for the media in general because of who he is, rather than getting a free pass.
Interesting perspective. I appreciate you answering that. I was curious to know. I know it's football. I know we talk hockey around here, but I think in the end of the day, it all comes down to sportsmanship and just kind of all around gamesmanship too. Who knows what it could be? I just think Tom Brady just doesn't care.
I don't think he cares either. But do you guys remember, Rev Hewitt for sure, the handshake between the Montreal Canadiens and the Boston Bruins when Milan Lucic essentially told Dale Weiss that he was quote-unquote going to kill him the next season? And I was the guy that created
story. Dregs, we were working together. He told Alexi Yemlin and Dale Weiss, right, both of them, that he was going to kill him the next season. I was going to bring that up because That was a big deal.
But he still shook his hand.
After a series, you don't do that.
Well, but the,
still
and
shook
look,
his hand, though.
You know, he did. He did. But Dale in the scrum. So, look, as a hockey insider, I'm not a guy that just hangs in the scrums, right? Like, I mean, there are beat reporters. That's what they do. They need to get their quotes. They're under a deadline. They've got to hustle back and write their stories or get their stories to radio or whatever the platform. I like to hover and wait because if I have 2 minutes with a player or someone associated with that game, that's gold for me, right? Because I can get some inside information. And I hung back in that scrum, and I spent a couple of minutes with Dale Weiss, and he told me this story. And I said to him, I said, well, do you mind if I report that? And he goes, no, it happened. You can, he said, you can probably see it. Well, I tweeted out, and I'll never forget. I'm walking through the Bell Center, and all the reporters are in media row, and they're like, okay, yeah, thanks for doing that, because they've already got their stories half written, and now they've got to scramble to figure out how big of a deal this is. And the video is pretty obvious. You can see Lucic leaning in, and you know, you can't hear what he's saying, but I guess we have to trust that what he said is what he said. So there have been times in history where you know, the handshake or the ceremony around it absolutely has created controversy.
Instigators, Darren Dreger joining us. He's on Twitter. He's at Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. Give us the inside, Dregs. What's going on in the NHL?
Yeah, I wish I had news for you. I don't really. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly, I'm told, spent a fair bit of time on the phone talking to the Players Association on Wednesday night about a variety of things. So I can't be more specific than that because, you know, I'm sure they're talking about everything, including the ongoing battle over, you know, whether or not the players are going to bend when it comes to the proposal made by the National Hockey League to alter the financial structure of the CBA. So what's, I guess, frustrating from both sides is that there are no plan talks between Commissioner Bettman and Executive Director Don Fehr. That was as of first thing this morning. No plans to talk today or over the weekend. And the longer these two sides go without hammering out some sort of compromise, if that is the end solution, you know, the more the calendar ticks by and you've got to push the start of the regular season away from January 1st and into mid-late January. I mean, that's just common sense at this point.
Greg, I have a bunch of questions. I heard you talk on First Stop with our good buddy Carlo Colaiacovo and Michael Landsberg last Friday about a sense that maybe players are starting to think that this was all planned by the owners, that they wanted to get the summer Stanley Cup going, so they agreed on something that the players were really adamant about, is the cap on escrow, knowing that maybe they were going to make a second ask before the new season were to start. Like, is this still being discussed by the players, or is this like kind of a making some noise early and then it died down?
Yeah, well, let's hope it dies down. There is that sense, and, you know, how could you, you know, question any player who feels that way? You know, you're 5 months removed from agreeing to a CBA extension, and the players felt like they were very giving in that agreement, right, including a 20% escrow for this year and a 10% deferral. And now from an ownership perspective, at that time when they agreed to the CBA extension, there were owners who didn't like the agreement. They thought that the league needed to push harder, get more from the player, because the expectation was with COVID-19 that the lost revenue was going to be more significant than what everyone was projecting at that point. And I believe that, you know, the National Hockey League, in this case the commissioner's office, thought, look, let's just get back on the ice. Let's run a successful return to play. Let's hoist the Stanley Cup. Then we'll take a break. We'll get our off-season business done. That'll give us opportunity to brace for a second wave of COVID-19. And hopefully, God willing, in January, we can return to play and at least have some fans in the building. And that's been the issue at this point. I think that, you know, Commissioner Bettman was hopeful 5 months ago that there would be fans in buildings in January. Now that seems unlikely at best, doesn't it? So the losses, even though they're you know, ratcheting upwards north of a billion and climbing, are more significant today than they were 5 months ago. And that's the owner's position. That's why they've gone back to the player. But I can also understand the position of the player going, well, what has changed? You know, aside from no fans being allowed in the buildings in January, did we really think that was going to be the reality? So there's a lot of questions that are going back and forth, but not a lot of solutions or answers.
Do you think the owners right now are in a situation that if they don't get more of the pie from the players, that there possibly could be a work stoppage?
I don't get that from the owners' ribs. I don't. I mean, that's a potential reality. However, in saying that, I know that, you know, Don Fehr on his call recently with the NHLPA Executive Committee, you know, kind of put them at ease saying, well, look, if the owners choose to cancel the season and there are other leagues that are going, we feel pretty strongly that we can challenge that legally in federal court because, you know, the CBA does identify that the players can't strike inside the agreement and the owners cannot lock out the players inside the agreement. So could a case be made from a player perspective that this could be considered an illegal lockout by the owners? And if the PA believes that there is a case to be made, is that just idle threat at this stage? Or is that something that owners across the National Hockey League are mindful of and they're going, okay, well, do we really want that? Because if we were to lose a case like that in court and have to pay these players full salary, that would be no good. We do not want to do that. So I don't feel like that's reality. I don't get the sense from anyone that that's reality. I think that's good fodder for talk radio and for us in media to speculate on because it's a juicy sidebar story to what has been a perplexing, I would say, back and forth between the NHL and the NHLPA. One thing I know, fellas, both sides feel it's crucial for the league to play the 2021 season. So if we're to believe that is the owner's position, and I believe that, then does it make sense for the owners to say, okay, well, if you're not going to bend as a players association here and accept the, you know, the more aggressive take back, if you will, from a financial standpoint, well, then we're just not going to play. I don't think that is a position that the owners really want to take at this stage.
Dregs, awesome as usual. Thank you so much. Chat with you next Friday and enjoy your week.
All right, fellas. You have a great weekend, and can't wait for next Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.